Are you excited? Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, we've been having an exciting time. For quite a few days, and be thankful has been going through my head. And be thankful. And be thankful. And Colossians 3 says, let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. And be thankful. And be thankful. Yesterday, someone paid Judy a high compliment that she just loves everybody and she's always praising the Lord. Now, it wasn't released as necessarily praise, but we turned it into praise as we opened the eyes of the blind to the fact that it's always good to praise God. And it's always good to be kind, and it's always good to be loving. It's always good to be loyal. But, of course, some people don't like our loyalties, you know. But it doesn't matter what people say, it's what God says. And God says, be thankful. So if someone mocks you for saying, oh, thank you, Jesus, thank them. Give them a big old smile. Give them a hug if they'll let you. And say, thank you. Oh, thank you. That's it, Dwayne. Get her back here. And be thankful. This morning I was reading and Jesus said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. Now, I know there's a lot of ways to take that, and I'm not taking any heretical license with that, but I'm just saying that the Bible says that we have the power of life and death in our tongues. So we can bind the promises of God. We can lock them up in heaven from us, not from everybody else, but we can put a delay, we can put a little gate there. I know God can jump gates, it's not a problem. And we can loose the enemy. We can loose the enemy to cause us more pain. If we forget to trust in the Lord. Because remember, he stands about, he's lurking about, seeking whom he may devour. I will not give the enemy place to devour me. You can repeat with me, I will not give the enemy place to devour me. And you can just add anything you want to that. When he bites me, may he chip his teeth. I don't care what it is. I love that. I love that in that prayer for 22 where it said that let those who will not repent, who will not see the way, those who will not turn toward you, God, let their time be short and let another take their place. In the Psalms, it speaks there of the devil, of the deceivers, of the unfaithful. Let their time be short and let another take their place. As you know, my favorite is by the rabbi and Fiddler on the Roof, who asked, when they asked him, if he had a blessing for the czar, the answer was, may he be blessed and kept far from my house. Is God good? A silly question, but it's a very important question to answer. Is God good? Because we can say God is good, and someone can respond all the time, God is good, and, you know, it's a good thing to say, but what's coming from our heart? See, because there are times in our life where if someone said, is God good? And our response would be, well, depends. What are you talking about? Because we might have some things where we're waiting for the goodness of God. Don't worry, the goodness of God will get there. He's good. He's good. Remember, we sing the song, even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. God is good. So God is good. He is good. That's it. There are people out there that will say, well, if God is good, why this? And if God is good, why that? And if God is good, why this? Let me just tell you, the perfect answer is, I don't know. Don't feel like you've got to be able to answer it. I don't know why, but I know God is good. The why is not up to me. Again, I'll remind you of my granddaughter's famous prophetic speech. There is no why. In her logic, that's perfect because she shouldn't have to answer why. She doesn't tie the fact that she asks why all the time. Doesn't matter if she asks why all the time. When it comes to you, there is no why. It does make perfect sense. Oh, yes, we would sort of like. If we really, really think about it, maybe we wouldn't like to always know why. When we start trying to figure out why, well, sometimes we start figuring out that we're the why. I'm the problem. Or if we can't get to us being the problem, then somebody else is the problem. Vicki and I had a conversation this week, and I like to be totally honest and open, and so does she. She's thinking now, okay, is this going to be safe or is it going to be not safe? No, she's not. Which one? Yeah, we talk too much, don't we? Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I'm going to tell you the rest of the story before we get to the story. Because the rest of the story was this. The carpet is all torn up in our basement. Got it out. Got it hauled. And so that's done. And so the other day as I was walking through and I was sweeping it and I was noticing, I was remembering there's splotches of paint on the floor because when we painted it, just wood there, you know, and I was kind of thinking about, you know, it's like when it was new. And I was thinking about this would probably be the best time to paint. I was thinking about it. I wasn't committing to it. Okay? But I was thinking about it. And I was thinking that Vicki would, you know, she would probably like that. And so maybe I was even considering that I might be a hero by doing that. And while I was doing this, and then, of course, letting it fade into the sunset, if possible. But not really this time. I'm standing there, and Vicki says, honey, I wonder if you could do me a favor. I don't like that from anybody. Okay? Just ask me. Don't say, can you do me a favor? Because when it comes from her, I know what do me a favor is. It could be only the Lord knows what. And so instead of when she said, wouldn't this be a good time to paint? She just She just sort of stole my joy of the whole idea. And I did not I didn't really respond. I just sort of went. And then, you know, I was taken captive by the devil. And I was wrestling, but because then, you know, your mind starts going. And I'm thinking, well, can't surprise her anymore. Now I'm going to do it because she wants me to. And I don't necessarily want to now. It didn't even taste good or necessarily even feel good, but I was talking to myself saying, this is not really the proper response, Roger. And so just as I was kind of easing into it again, she says, you know, I've been thinking, when was the last time I asked you to do something that you just wanted to do it instead of rolling your eyes at me? It's like climbing up out of a ravine on the mud. And you're just at the edge and you got your hand on a rock up there. And you just go, nah! So now I have to fight all over again. Of course, she's absolutely innocent, I'm sure. But I said in response, when was the last time you just appreciated what I was doing for you? Some people would be just tickled to get the floor in. But not you. I didn't say that part. I thought that part. So, I was binding and loosing something. You know? I was. And so then, of course, when you begin to get what the Lord is talking about, and you're having this one scripture, and be thankful, go through your head, and then you have this other scripture talking about binding and loosing, and then as you begin to share, and the Lord just puts it on a little light bulb. Was I handling it right? No. Was it her fault? Of course. Not. Of course, not. I'm sorry. I ran out of breath before I said not. Forgive me. But isn't that how things go? You know? And so an opportunity to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ arises. And what does that have to do with is God good? Well, it has everything to do with is God good, because in all of this, all the time, God is good. He really is good. He is good. He's good. He's good when we're doubting. He's still good. And he is so good that when we're doubting, he's not writing it down. He has a good memory. He doesn't have to write it down. But when there's a problem, he is waiting for an opening to fix it. He's waiting for the reality to kick in and to us, yes, God, you're good. You're good. My circumstances don't change your goodness. You're good. And my escape from my circumstances is your goodness. I'm running to you, Lord. Now we can, you know, take our time on that. We can have the Holy Spirit bear witness in our spirit about something. And we can say, I don't really care what the Bible says right now. I don't feel like it. I don't care. I don't care what the pastor says. I don't care what. I'll make it work when I want to make it work. or I'm not sure it'll work, and why should I put in the effort? We can have a lot of responses. A lot of responses. But the ultimate response, when it all settles down, when we finally take a breath, when we finally go back to believing, is, you know what, God, you are good. And you never quit being good, and you'll never quit being good. Or we can hold on to all those things that exalt themselves against that. We can hold on to them. We can have a journal full of them if we want to. But those things rob us. And it's the thief that comes to steal and to kill and destroy. Settle that. God's good. Settle that you're going to get into his goodness. You're going to get there. You know, I have it settled that I am going to get into my bed under my weighted blanket. I like my weighted blanket. Last night there was something off about my weighted blanket. It was beginning to get off the bed. And so I fixed it. Because if I didn't fix it, I would spend time bothering my wife with trying to fix it from underneath the covers. You can't fix it underneath the covers. You've got to get under the covers. You've got to pull that thing over where it belongs. You've got to put things where they belong. Get them where they belong. Then you can get under your weighted blanket. The goodness of God is like a weighted blanket. And it works. The goodness of God works. The goodness of God never fails. The goodness of God is always there, but it's up to us to see what prevails. Will we put ourselves back under that comfort and that goodness and that joy? Will we put ourselves back in that place that we so want to be? I could. Now, I'm not making any promises, Vicki. No, I'm not. I did not. Did anyone hear me say that I'm actually going to do that painting? You know, when she really wants something, she's a faith-filled woman. She speaks the word at me. She speaks my words at me. I will go to God and find out if I really have to do it now, because there's just a short fence up in front of it now. No, I'm not kidding. I tell you what, I'm all alone here. Yeah, okay. No, I'm not. God is with me. I get a word from God, and I'll say, God says, not now. You don't think so, huh? Give me a little help here, Lord. No. But if perchance, if by some miraculous thing, I could get a word from God. I mean, from God, not me get a word from God, but hear a word from God that said, why don't we just wait on this a little bit? Oh, the joy that floods my soul. No, I'm just kidding. But I could in my own whatever. For lack of a better word, whatever. In my own stubbornness, perhaps. If I were to perhaps say, you know what? I ain't going to do it. I don't even care if I preached about it and everybody thinks I should now. I don't care. I don't have to do what I want to do. That could be a miserable way to handle it. But if I could find peace with God in that and say, it'll be okay. She'll learn to love me even more when I do it later. That could be how it goes. You never can tell. But as for me in my house, I prefer to just forget about things and go on. If it happens to be that I pay...
Should we take a special offering?
No. You could... I'm just going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you, you could not pay me enough to paint that.
Pay someone else.
You could not pay someone else. It's my house. Can we go on to better things here?
Just try to help.
You aren't doing it, okay? You're not helping. See, that's what happens in our faith walk sometimes. We have people come along to problem solve. Now, this is not at you. You've just provided a perfect illustration. Okay? It's not you. This is not, well, maybe a little bit. No. But you can be going along and someone can enter in who's been taken captive by, now this is not you, taken captive by the devil unawares. This is not you. But you can have someone who comes in and they say, if God is good, why? And that's where that thing comes in, where if you feel like you've got to have an answer, and you sometimes just are not going to have an answer. In fact, you are very seldom going to have an answer to that one. And if you can't get an answer, guess what? You are absolutely wide open to wondering the same thing yourself. And so someone has come along and poured caramel topping on your ice cream and put you into a place of confusion. I want you to be open to hearing the Lord say, don't go there. Because I don't give a lot of thought to this, but I've at least tried to give some recollection to it. And it is my considered opinion that the most major things, I've mentioned this before, the most major things in my life since I've been saved, that I have prayed for, did not go my direction. Some went ridiculously away from my direction. But you know what? God is good. And so there's been one in particular at different times that I have been, I don't know, drugged back to thinking about, what if I would have done this? And every time the Lord says, don't go there. The first time he said, don't go there, he said, don't go there. Ever since then, if I start to go there, he says, Roger, don't go there. We all have things, big or small, or a bucket full of each, that we need to not go there. Don't go there. Don't go there. Why would we go someplace we don't like? Don't go there. You have a restaurant that you have decided you are just not going there again, and the next thing you find yourself headed there, don't go there. Don't go there. Just don't go there. Just stay away from there. Don't go there. Don't go there. Now, if something is coming up in your spirit, or something, memory is trying to come up, and you're thinking, that's what I should do with that thing, do it. Don't go there. Don't go to that thing that steals from you, that thing that tries to kill you, that thing that tries to, just don't go there. And after you don't go there, go, that feels better. I ain't going to go there. I'm just not going to go there. Now, you can't keep the thoughts from coming. You can't keep temptations from coming. You can't keep distractions from coming. But you don't have to go there. You don't have to go there. Man, I can't wait till I get back into the jail. What a liberating thing that will be for them. Don't go there. Don't go there. Is God good? Yes. Is he sufficient? Absolutely. He supplies my needs according to his riches and glory. So everything I need is with him. He is good. He is good. We were eating breakfast the other day, and all of a sudden I'm just thinking about, how fortunate. It was a wonderful, wonderful thing. And all of a sudden I'm thinking about little kids going through trash dumps. Find food. Well, now, it isn't going to do those little kids any good for me to say, well, I'm not going to eat again. I'm not going to get an answer as to how is it that I'm here and I'm so fortunate and they're there and they're not. That's not going to help anything. I can pray for them. May they find a filet mignon in the dump. A vein of gold, you know? I mean, I don't even know what to pray in those circumstances or for those people except God help them. You know? I don't feel guilty about God taking care of. And he doesn't love me any more than he loves them. And he's not any gooder where I'm concerned than he is where they're concerned. Why is there so much inequality in the world? I don't know. Why, after Joseph had saved all the people of Egypt and all the people of his family, why did they end up being slaves? I don't know how, I'm not God. I'm comfortable with that. Really comfortable with that. Because my goodness, if every word that I spoke, bang, happened, how many times would it take me to learn to be careful what I said? wait, no, I didn't mean that. You said it. You thought it. You were tempted. Some people, when they're tempted, you know, the Bible says when you're tempted, it ain't God tempting you, it's you tempting you. You have a susceptible spot. But, you know, people prefer to throw out there and say, well, I'm being tested by the Lord. Really? Boy, oh boy, I'd have a hard time living with being tested by the Lord. I ain't going to pass that test. You know? I mean, he's big. He's strong. He's wonderful. He wasn't checking me when Vicki said, would you do me a favor to see if I'd grown up enough to just accept the fact that's how she is? She likes to ask it as a favor. And it won't be the last time she does. She didn't get it painted, but she asked me if I would do a favor and feed the birds later. Which, by the way, I had already planned to do. I love her. Hallelujah. But yet, okay, nobody else has ever had that happen, right? Nobody else has ever had that happen. Nobody here. John, how many times do you get to beat Vicky to the next plan? We don't have enough time for you to think about it, but it doesn't happen often, does it? No, it doesn't. Vicky says she's a gift to me, so that I always, you know, have something to do, I guess. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's just all there is to it. But he's not going to destroy me. You can say that yourselves if you want to. He's not going to destroy me. You can even say it with conviction if you want, or you can just leave it be. He's not going to destroy me. Okay? He might bruise my heel, but I will smash his head. We are not going to hit perfection in this lifetime. Even though we've already been made perfect in Christ. Our trophy has already been engraved. And our confession is, he's still working on me. He is. Thank God for that. That's something to cheer about. He's still working. Don't allow the enemy to come and say, you ought about to have a down pat by now. And please, please, please don't say, I think I've got it down pat by now. Please, please don't say that. Please don't say that. He's dependable. He's faithful. He's enough. He's more than enough. And so when we say God is good, may it not just be an advertisement, but may we get that witness in the Spirit. May we get that, yeah, God is good. I have said in the jail before, God is good. And somebody that knows Christianese will say, all the time, God is good. And so to that person, I'll say, why do you say that? It opens up an opportunity to explain that. Because he is. He isn't good because he's done something for us. He isn't good because he's saved us. He's just good. He is just good. And we should love him for his goodness. I don't love him because he's going to take me to heaven one day. He will take me to heaven one day. I love him because I love him. I just love him. I am still, I think back at the beginning of my walk with God, and the beginning of my walk with God was, he has given me so much more than I ever had before. If he never does another thing for me, it'll be okay. I haven't earned some badge that heals my wife. I haven't earned something. There isn't anything like that. But he can do whatever he wants to. God is good. And we can't put his goodness on a depends schedule. I'm not hearing anything from God right now, so I think he's probably still good, but he's losing favor because, no, God can't lose favor. He can't lose place. You can forget where you put him, but he can't lose his place. He's good. He's good. The one bolt and nut in my garage that will accomplish what I want it to accomplish. Even if I can't find it, it'll still work. Still work. It'll still work. God is good. And sliding under a weighted blanket of God. If you don't like weighted blankets, you can at least relate to sliding into a nice warm bed. It'll always work. Right now, right where you are, that bed will be the same as when you got out of it. You can just get into it. You know you can get into it. You just know. It'll work. Last night, Vicki told me I was turning into my mother. Thank you, honey. I would never dare say that to you. Never dare say that to you. And I don't even think that. If that thought tries to come, I'd baseball bat it out. No. Well, what happened was, is we were watching the end of a football game. You don't care about it anyway. Don't give me that. Don't give me that. You told me it didn't matter to you. You just go sleep through it. You don't care about football. Now you're going to try to get me to... Oh, it won't work, Billy. Yes, ma'am. That's for you? He told me that. He said that at our table. He just didn't. Anyway, that doesn't matter. Billy, I'll try to wrap this up, okay? But now I forgot where I was, so I'm going to... No. We were watching. Anyway, we were watching, and I told Vicki, I said, I think this is really... I don't know why in the world they would play two playoff games, and they're both going at the same time. But I was watching, and I didn't look at I didn't hit the information and realize that I was watching the end of the September of 2021 game and see how much I watch it? I don't know that they do that. So I'm watching that, and I'm excited because it doesn't matter. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to cause a problem. But anyway, so I was watching that, and that game did not turn out the way that I really would have preferred. And so, that's fine. And didn't pay anything attention to it, really. And then later we're watching, and we're seeing a flash along the bottom of NFL Today saying that that game came out different than what I saw. I said, wait a minute. And Vicki was with me. She didn't know either. She said, no, that can't be right. That can't be right. We saw the end of that game. That wasn't the score at the end of that game. We saw that other team win. Well, we did. We saw them win in September of 2021. So anyway, now. I'm smart. Now I always look and see the information on the game. But it took one more game like that we were watching before I thought, wait a minute, this game shouldn't even be on. And I checked the information right away. That game wasn't on. And so it's on, but it wasn't on. It was an old game. I never saw that other game, so it was okay. I didn't see it because I don't watch I haven't watched four quarters of football probably this season. But anyway, so all I'm saying is this, is that life can sometimes complicate things. But no matter what, God is good. And we won't go wrong just going back in and curling up in the goodness of God. Just go there and let the goodness of God cleanse your heart, your soul, your mind, and just rest in the goodness of God. With every breath that I'm able, I will sing of the goodness of God. And now, for the sake of Billy. I would have you pray it closed, Billy, but I'm a little afraid of what you'd pray. I'm just kidding. Thank you, Lord, that Roger finally shut up. You can rewind the game and watch it from the beginning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you. We thank you for everything that you have done in answer to prayers already this morning. We thank you for what you've done in our lives. And we thank you, Lord, that your goodness is not affected a bit by our weakness. It's not affected a bit by our doubts or our concerns. You are good. And we'll get back to the sweet spot. We declare that in Jesus' name. The enemy will not destroy me. He will not be able to pluck me out of your hand. And he will be sorry for messing with your child. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.